You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Good morning. It is the WXCO Morning Report, part of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow on 98.9 WXCO. Online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. I am Chad Holmes along with Ian Welsh. And this week we have some very good interviews lined up. Coming up tomorrow, we'll have a chance to talk to Brad Hansen, the former WAOW Channel 9 news director who is now working for GreenHack. We'll talk about his leaving the television business and his new job. That'll be tomorrow morning. On Wednesday morning, we'll get an opportunity to talk to Rob Hughes, Wausau Area Food for Hope, coming up on Thanksgiving and his organization giving out free Thanksgiving turkeys. And we'll talk about that organization, why he's doing it as we head towards Thanksgiving. And then on Thursday, we'll be talking to cast members from the Wausau West Theater Department. They have Once Upon a Mattress coming this weekend. So those are the next few days here on the WXCO Morning Report. Here to start off the week, we're going to hear part of a conversation that myself and Jason Foster had last Wednesday evening during the Big High School Sports Show here on 98.9 WXCO. We had an opportunity to talk to one of the outstanding student athletes here in the Central Wisconsin area from Mosinee High School, senior Treve Stoffel.
Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. It's been a fantastic season for you and for your team as you get set for Level 3 playoff action. I want to kind of step back to the start of the year. You've had so much success at Mosinee in sports. What were your goals starting your senior year? And it doesn't have to be just football, but going into your senior year, what were you thinking about in terms of what you want to accomplish in this final go-around at Mosinee?
Just stay healthy and have a lot of fun with the guys I have with me, and since the start we've done that, and we've been winning games, winning conference, and now winning second round. So it's been awesome.
My first question for you is, how are you feeling? Because because when I look at what you do every Friday night, it's pretty amazing to me how healthy you looked when you walked through the door today. Like, I guess first off, seriously, how are you? Are you healthy? Are you feeling good?
Yeah.
And second off, what do you feel like at the end of a game Friday night? When I look at the amount of offense, how much you run, how much you throw, how much you play defense, what toll does that take on your body?
It takes a lot. I mean, the next 2 days I'm not moving from the couch most of the time. So it's a lot on the body, on the mind. But
and what do you do in particular? I know your dad's the head coach, so he probably knows more about it than most. What did you do this off season to make sure you were physically ready? Because you knew, right? You kind of had a similar role last year, and knowing as a senior, that role is going to get even more on your shoulders. So what did you do in this off season to prepare physically for it? And what is your diet, sleep, exercise in season? What do you do to keep your body as healthy as possible other than get plenty of rest on the weekends?
So in the summer, we lifted four times a week and ran four times a week. So sticking to that schedule really helped. And then eating four or five meals a day really kept the metabolism going, kept my body right. And then during the regular weeks, we lift twice a week. So that keeps my body pretty solid. And then I have a couple sandwiches throughout the day that help me get going. So,
let's talk about the season for your team to begin with. Started off a great win against Stratford, had a tough loss against Menasha, had another tough way to in your second game. You had the Merrill win by 7 points, but then the Lakeland loss, and all of a sudden you're 2-2. You already had a conference loss, and you have, I know at Mosinee, you want to win the GNC, you want to try to get as high a seat as possible. And since then, it just seemed like something clicked. You seven wins in a row, and not only that, it seems like they've been building. Week after week, it seems like your team gets a little bit better every week. Is that the sense for your team? But I guess, what was your sense maybe after four games when you're 2-2?
It was hard. I mean, losing to Lakeland was like, whoa. Like, what's our identity? What are we gonna do from here? And we had to tell our guys we gotta step up, or we're not gonna do well this season. And they did for the most part. I mean, this, like you said, the switch flicked and we turned it up. So
to some extent, do you feel like the season you had has prepared you for to get to this level three game and the success you've had in the playoffs because you didn't just completely dominate during the season and were outright conference champs? Like, you had to work a little bit harder, too. Like, I mean, I remember the week you guys played Merrill and they gave you guys a really good game, too, and we started talking about – and Merrill ended up having a really nice season as well, made it to level two, had a home playoff game. So do you think that the journey, while it's different this year than probably you had it drawn up or what the storybook might say, has maybe helped prepare you guys more for what's ahead?
Definitely. I think it simmered down our ego a little bit and put that chip on our shoulder. And I think we've stuck with that and been solid throughout and not like expected to win, you know.
Let's talk about the two-way aspect, because one of the things that's so impressive is, not number one, being the quarterback is such a big responsibility for any football team, you know, to be able to do that. And then you add the aspect that you're expected to throw the ball double digits plus a game, and then you're expected to run the football double digits plus a game, and then you don't even get to go on the sideline and talk things over with the coach. You have to get back out there and play defense. I'll start with the easy question. In terms of offensive defense, do you have one that you prefer to play, the one that maybe that gets the juices going even a little bit more than the other, or is it similar?
I think it leans a little more towards defense. I mean, flying around hitting people is just so freaking fun. So,
And from a weekly game prep standpoint, what do you have to spend more time on from a film watching and implementation?
Just my reads, what I have to read, what I have to figure out what they're doing, and then how to fill, where to fill, and then what my guys do and kind of figure out where they need my help the best.
Being a quarterback, you talk about reading on the defensive side. Being a quarterback, does it help you defensively maybe to put yourself in the mind of the opposing quarterback that maybe, hey, this is maybe something that he's thinking about in this moment that may give you that just that little bit of an edge to make a play on the defensive side?
Yeah, definitely in the pass game, like going through the progressions and reads, like that's not there. Okay, and what's the next read? And I kind of feel that as I go on, but not many teams we play pass the ball. So it's kind of hard to do that.
That's right. More with Treve Stoffel coming up at 7:22 here on 98.9 WXCO.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
And welcome back. It is the WXCO Morning Report, part of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, here on 98.9 WXCO, WXCO.fm, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. With Ian Welsh, I am Chad Holmes, and continuing here on this Monday morning discussion that myself and Jason Foster had last Wednesday night with an area student athlete on the Big High School Sports Show. And if you haven't tuned in, please do so. Tune in on Wednesday nights from 6 till 8 p.m. We get a chance to talk what's going on in high school sports, have a chance to talk to one of our area head coaches and also a student athlete. And this past Wednesday, it was Treve Stoffel, the outstanding three-sport athlete from Mosinee High School. And that's where we continued our conversation talking about being involved in so much. How do you try to balance it all?
I just try to stay consistent in the summer. That's a big thing. Try to even things out, do this one day, do this the other day, and just kind of lifting really helps all three. So that's been a really benefit to me. But I mean, I kind of rely on other sports to like keep me interested in the other ones because like, I don't know, football, like, year-round, you can't do it. Like, it's just not going to happen. So having a little break in other sports, it's really fun. So,
Chad mentioned schoolwork. What is your favorite class or subject area, and who's your favorite teacher?
My favorite subject is probably history, but my favorite teacher, probably Mr. Derricks. He's my economics teacher right now, so.
I love history myself, so I'm curious. Is there a specific type of history that you find yourself, that you're interested in more than any other?
I mean, wars fascinate me. Not like, not in a bad way, but like the strategic mind game behind it. And I don't like the real gory stuff, but it's not... Yeah, I'm not saying this in a bad way.
The violence stuff, right?
Yeah, that's not good, good. Any way, but I like the strategic, psychological game behind
Absolutely.
It. So,
what about, let's talk about the other sports, you know, basketball. You had a nice season a year ago. Mm-hmm. Number one for folks, what's your position on the hardwood?
I'm kind of like a point forward. I bring up the ball most of the time, but I'm more of a inside guy slasher.
What do you like about basketball? What's the best part of the, being part of that team?
How fast the game is. How much you have to react, and how many quick thinking plays you have to make in a game. It's a lot of fun, and just flying around, being an athlete. So that's a big thing.
So you are a coach's kid, which is awesome.
Forever.
I love
forever. Yeah,
that's awesome, and which makes your other coaches probably very excited because being a coach's kid brings certain attributes and talents to the table. How is it being coached? We've had your dad on several times, and he's talked about the relationship. Number one, how is it being coached by your dad? And then number two, do you also enjoy then the other sports and being coached by other people too, just to kind of round out that experience?
Yeah, I mean, it's awesome having my dad as a coach, but at this point it's pretty normal, so I'm not too worried about it now. But at times he gets on me pretty hard, which he should, so that's all right. And then coaching from other people is good because you need that break every once in a while. You need different beliefs and thinking in your thoughts except from your own bias. So I really like it. So,
how many brothers and sisters do you have?
I have one older brother and one younger sister.
Who is the best athlete?
Definitely my sister. She will probably be the best athlete.
I've heard that as well.
Yeah, pretty sure your dad gave the same answer.
Yes, he did. What advantages having your brother maybe go through a lot of the same things that you've gone through, has that helped you in any way?
Yeah, it's kind of put a chip on my shoulder. Like, he's a big influence on my life and in my sports life. So, trying to be what he's done and what he's accomplished is huge, and it's a big motivator for me.
Where are you at as far as next year? Do you have a
I want to play college football, but I have not really trended towards a place yet.
Okay.
I don't know yet. We'll figure that out soon. After the season, probably.
There you go.
One quick question about that, because I always find it interesting, that process. Because in your case, you're saying, okay, I'm going to kind of keep a stiff arm off it for a little while. Is it a distraction? Is it something that is difficult to kind of have out there? What is, again, because that's the sense I've always gotten, because when we talk to those who have made that decision, it feels like there's always a big weight lifted off.
Yeah.
It's kind of always there, isn't it?
Yeah, it's very stressful for me right now, and people have always asked, and it's like, I haven't really got to that. But
do you spend a lot of time right now communicating with coaches? I would have to think you have a lot of people reaching out to you and kind of showing you a lot of love and that sort of thing.
Yeah.
So, partially nice, I would assume, but,
yes,
but also potentially a distraction as you're trying to game plan and get all your schoolwork done and all that as well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because it's a process, right?
It's not as simple
as just saying, oh, thanks for the text message or whatever. Like, there's a role you have to play in it as well to let them know that you are interested.
And you've been through this before, so I will just give you the final question again. And especially, it's perfect for somebody like you because you've been involved in three sports like you are and have had so many experiences during your high school career. But for somebody that's just starting their high school career at Mosinee, maybe in a football program or any other sports that you're involved with, based on what you've learned, what piece of advice would you give somebody just starting the journey to make the most out of their years at Mosinee?
I mean, never take anything for granted and take every opportunity they give you, because it goes by fast, and you can use that for everything. I mean, missing lift is like the hugest thing for me. I always want to lift, and it's a great opportunity. I mean, it's awesome. Never miss an opportunity.
Fantastic.
Treve Stoffel, again, congrats on all the success you've had in your high school career.
Thank you.
Best of luck Friday. Best of luck in the winter and the spring. Best of luck in your process of determining the next step as well. And really appreciate you coming back on the program.
Thanks. Thanks for having me.
Mosinee Senior Treve Stoffel. Well, coming up at 7:52, it will be Ian Welsh back with us here on 98.9 WXCO.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome back to the WXCO Morning Report on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 FM and 1230 AM, online at bowfallsradio.com, and on the Civic Media app as well. I am your engineer and producer, Ian Welsh, and Welsh, I wanted to take this segment and to just talk about some upcoming events happening in the Wausau area this week. But first of all, I would just like to say a big thank you to all of you who came out to support Wausau Community Theater's production of Sweeney Todd, which actually just wrapped up yesterday, and that weekend. It was four fantastic shows, great audiences for all the shows, and the whole cast and crew had so much fun of putting this show together and creating a truly memorable piece of theater for the Wausau Community Theater's history. It was definitely a fun show, but as we like to say in the theater, when one show closes, another one is in the works. And actually, the cast list was just announced for Wausau Community Theater's upcoming holiday production of the timeless classic, A Christmas Carol. And those shows will be coming up later in the December of this year, so it's not for a while yet. But if you still want to get your tickets ahead of time, it's never a bad idea to start thinking about getting them early. But A Christmas Carol will take place at the James F. Avenega Theater in downtown Wausau. Shows will be on December 19th, 20th, and 21st. And this show is a timeless holiday classic. I myself have been a part of the show quite a few times, and I really have enjoyed it. So if you're looking for a fun holiday show to see with the family and remind us of the true spirit of Christmas, this is the show for you. But if you're looking to see a show that's a little closer to you, in terms of dates, I mean. As Chad mentioned earlier, this Thursday we're going to have an interview with a few of the actors from Wausau West Theater's production of Once Upon a Mattress, which will be happening this coming weekend. November 13th, 14th, and 15th at 7 p.m. and November 16th at 2 p.m. Shows will be at the Wausau West Auditorium. And we will have a interview with two of the cast members for Once Upon a Mattress this coming Thursday as a part of our interviews. So more information will be talked about on Thursday. But the tickets are available. And when it comes to theater, and I speak from experience with this, it's always good to get your tickets earlier than later, because sometimes if you try to get them at the door, seats can be, you know, filled up and they sell out pretty quickly. But again, we will have more information about that later this week on this truly incredibly funny and incredibly musically talented show. And something else I wanted to mention is that tonight is the return of the Green Bay Packers. Instead of having a Sunday game yesterday, they actually had their next game tonight. Yep. They are playing the Philadelphia Eagles, who have a 6-2 record, while the Packers have 5-2 and a tie. That game will take place today at 7:15 p.m. on either ABC or ESPN. Well, actually, it'll be on both channels, but whichever you have at home, prefer to watch it on. It should be a very interesting game. The Packers have been, the game they had on last Sunday against the Carolina Panthers was a close game, but unfortunately they were not able to pull out a win. So, hopefully the Packers can get back on the winning track. They are still number one in the NFC North Division, but a win here would be, beneficial for keeping those playoffs dreams alive. It's still early yet, but more wins than losses is a good way for a football team to keep that momentum and then we keep the fans happy as well. So those are just a few of the updates that we have for this segment. Coming up in about 22 minutes, we will have our very first number of the day, a segment of the week. We'll see if I can start off the week with a win. Last week I did pretty well. I got a successful week, so I was able to get a 3 out of 5. And I would still like to get a 4 out of 5 to really get back on the winning track. But that's all coming up in about 22 minutes. My name is Ian Welsh, and you are listening to the WXCO Morning Report on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 FM and 1230 AM. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
It is the WXCO Morning Report on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. I am Chad Holmes along with Ian Welsh. And Ian, we are going to be transparent because we believe in transparency around here.
Absolutely.
We want to always let people know exactly how things are going and what's going on here. And this week, you're hearing me during parts of this program, because in the past week or so, we've been able to set up some interviews with friends of the program to run, and people that are, I think, influential here in the Wausau area, part of the WXCO Morning Report. But this week, the stuff that you hear my voice on is pre-recorded. Normally, we do things on a daily basis here. But this week, because twice a year, and I should probably take more time off, but I don't because I'm a hard-working dude. But basically, I'm a man of patterns and of habits.
Yeah.
And during the summertime, around the end of June, early July, I always take a week off. Usually, I will go off to Las Vegas and play some poker and just get away from it all. And then there's a second week now that I take. It's usually between the end of the fall high school sports season and the start of the winter high school sports season. And next week, we start off our coverage of high school girls basketball to start off the tip-off, I would say, the winter sports season. So this is the week I take off to just sort of get away and to go away. Mm-hmm. But we are able to put together our segments early. When you are doing segments by yourself, it is live, so people will know that. There's a few of these segments that you'll have each and every day for this week. And just again, we wanted to have new material for you this week, even with me being away. And I'm traveling down to the Chicagoland area, and I'm going to play a little poker because I like playing a little poker when
Take
I get away.
Some time off.
And I'm hoping to catch a Chicago Blackhawks hockey game as well this week. So Sweet. As well as see my sister, my brother-in-law. So I'm taking a little bit of time just to take a deep breath. Because when you get to the winter, it's a very busy time.
Because, yes, it is.
I mean, during the football season, I'll have a game like on a Friday night and sometimes on a Saturday.
Uh-huh.
But during the winter sports season, I can have games on Monday night and Tuesday night. And then, of course, the big high school sports show on Wednesday night and then Thursday night and Friday night. And then sometimes even on Saturdays as well. So it can be a very busy time. So I need to
be totally
refreshed when we start off winter high school sports.
Yeah.
But also what we want to do here in the final segment of each and every day is to be able to do what people come to know and expect and love. And you know what that is, right?
Yep, it's the number of the day.
Because I don't know what you would do without the number for the day. Because
honestly, I'd probably be a lot more calm.
But we still want to do it. We still want to be able to.
But it is a fun quiz.
Exactly. And again, I know folks sometimes and they'll play along with you and say, hey, I would have said this or not or said that. folks want to, I think they're rooting for you. And I know I've heard from people. I know you've heard from people that they enjoy hearing your quiz at the end of every day. We try to give interesting topics and that have a number of the day. So, again, we are going to do
else,
that.
At least you learn something.
Yep, so we're going to do that all this week as well. So let's go into it. Our first number of the day for this week, is this being the 10th day of November of 2025.
And, that's right.
And, of course, coming up in just a couple of weeks is the start of the holiday season, Thanksgiving. We have Christmas coming up, and a lot of people travel. And I wanted to, and it's not going to be directly a travel for the holidays, but how far folks travel here in Marathon County, actually in Wisconsin, how far people travel, how many, and it's about driving. How many miles do people in Wisconsin drive on average each and every day? So, again, you drive into work every day, then you drive home, and you drive around, in terms of, and then sometimes you go on a trip. Like this week, I drove down to the Chicago area. So that's I drive, I think, much more than the average person does because for the games and everything else. But for the average person in Wisconsin, how many miles do they drive?
Okay.
And your choices are 36 miles per day.
Okay.
41 miles per day. 46 miles per day. So 36, 41, or 46. How much does the average person in Wisconsin drive on average per day?
Well, I can definitely add up over the course of a week, but just in the average person, how many miles do they drive in Wisconsin a day? 36, 41, or 46? Whew, I gotta think about this one. This is something my dad would probably know because he keeps track of all his miles every time
we
take a trip.
Is your dad, though, the average?
That's the question, but
because some people basically don't drive much at all, then other people have to drive further to work or
36, 41, or 46. You know what? I'm gonna say, final guess, I'm gonna say 41 miles a day. A final answer.
All right, people in Wisconsin drive an average of approximately 41 miles per day.
Nice. Wow, good start. Yeah. Good start to the week.
So for one so far this week. All
good
right.
Place to be.
Well, you keep holding down the fort while I'm away, okay?
I will do my best. Happy Monday, everybody. Have
all
a great
right.
day.
And we will be back tomorrow morning for another edition of the WXCO Morning Report. Coming up, more of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow straight ahead on 98.9 WXCO.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.